KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for another edition of Happy Trails. Today we look at the Great Shasta Rail Trail. Emily is joining us this morning, along with Ben Miles. Good morning to you both.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
So, Ben, you're obviously representing the Shasta Rail Trail. Give us your exact title there.
Well, I'm the executive director of the Shasta Land Trust, which is serving mostly Shasta County, located in Redding.
Okay. And this rail trail, it's in progress. So you don't have this trail yet, but it's going to be a big one, right?
That's correct. Yes, we are now under an agreement with the railroad to purchase the right-of-way to an 80-mile corridor between Burney and McLeod.
Man, that is substantial.
Yeah, it really is. It's going to be a really exciting public asset for the future when we can finish it and open it up. It's not quite ready for the public to get out and enjoy it, but we hope within a few years we'll be opening large portions of it.
Well, that is really, really fantastic. And let's explain where this is. This is between Burney and McLeod. Where exactly is that?
Well, Burney is in northern Shasta County. A lot of listeners probably have heard of Burney Falls State Park or been there. And, in fact, this corridor, this trail, the Great Shasta Rail Trail, will pass within just a mile or two of Burney Falls State Park.
Okay.
And then McLeod is in southern Siskiyou County, just a few miles over the hill from the town of Mount Shasta.
Okay. And now this is a railroad line that's no longer in use. How long ago was it that this railroad line was active and in use?
Well, the entire corridor connects all the way from the town of Mount Shasta through McLeod and down to Burney, mm-hmm. and that was what people called the McLeod River Railroad. Just a few years ago, there was the Shasta Sunset Dinner Train operating on that line.
Mm-hmm.
That has now since closed as well, but cars were going over our part of the tracks as recently as 2006.
Oh, wow. That's pretty recent.
Pretty recent.
Now, that dinner train, that was like a tourist train thing?
That's right. It's a dinner train that operated for several years from McLeod to Mount Shasta.
And why is that no longer there?
The economy, mostly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, obviously the railroad line went out of use a couple of years ago and was rail banked. What was how did the rail banking process go for you?
Well, it's been a real education for me personally. I had never really gotten involved with anything or really heard of rail banking before we got mm-hmm. before Shasta Land Trust started pursuing this project. But one of the partners on the project, a group called Save Burney Falls, which is located in Burney, they were the ones that filed for with the Surface Transportation Board to get the property rail banked. And it's been it's been an education, but we've had a lot of support from groups like the Rails to Trails Conservancy and other local groups like Lassen Land and Trails Trust that have helped us understand the process and get further along with it.
So here, I mean, we've had rail lines that haven't been used for about 15 years, and there's still a lot of resistance to the concept of rail banking. Did you run into resistance there?
We did early on. And one of the big steps for us was helping to educate ourselves about the process and what it offered, but also helping the railroad, the seller, the landowner, understand that this was a way, rail banking offered a way to preserve not only a public asset, but also a historical property. And if we had not rail banked and we weren't working to pursue this trail, then the entire corridor would undoubtedly have been lost. And that would have taken a big part of the history of Northern California with it. And I think once the railroad understood that that was a good opportunity to preserve the history, then we all got a lot farther with the project.
See, that is the thing, because these corridors, which have been in existence for a long time since railroads came into existence quite a ways ago, and these right-of-ways, you know, go through various different municipalities, they go through private property. Once they disappear, it's virtually impossible to kind of recreate that kind of right-of-way again.
Absolutely. And in our case, McLeod, where the railroad started, was a company town built by the Railroad Lumber Company back when they were one. And then when it finally got to Burney in the 50s, in the 1950s, as the end of the line, the town of Burney held a golden spike ceremony.
Wow.
Celebrating kind of, and that kind of illustrates the history that it played in both towns.
So it's been rail banked. That was done successfully. And at this point, from what I understand, you're in the process of trying to purchase the right-of-way from the current owners. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And how's that going?
It's going really well. The landowner, the railroad company, agreed to sell at less than half of the appraised fair market value, which is a very generous offer. And so we have now, just in the last few weeks, gotten under a purchase and sale agreement. So we have a purchase price, and we were seeking grants, and we're just getting awarded some of our first acquisition grants this spring. So we've got a ways to go yet, but we're really excited at the progress we've made so far.
One of the things that we've been looking at is if we get these trails going, who's going to maintain these? This is what you're looking at is a very large trail. I assume that issue has been floated and looked at, right?
It is, and it's a big question that we're going to be working on. We are convening, as well as some of the fundraising we're doing, we've also convened what we're calling the planning team, which is a group of 30 to 35 agencies and organizations, including our corridor goes through two national forests, the Shasta Trinity and the Lassen, and representatives from both forests were there, as well as the state parks and local recreation groups. And that larger group is going to help develop the management as well as the user groups, trailheads, all those kind of questions over the next year to year and a half.
And Emily, you had a question.
I was just more wondering what just the both McLeod and Burney and the communities that the trail will pass through. What the community's vision, for the trail is as far as types of users, types of uses, types of more potential economic development and tourism along the trail. Just wanted to see what more of folks in the communities are thinking.
Absolutely. There's a lot of great support in both Burney and McLeod. McLeod and the Mount Shasta region in general is working on a lot of trail development, both in the town of Mount Shasta and in McLeod. Right outside of McLeod are the McLeod River waterfalls, which are beautiful, and there's a little trail system connecting those within the national park system. So from the beginning, both groups from both McLeod and Burney have been some of the biggest supporters because in both cases, they see the finish trail as being a real economic boom to the town because it'll help bring in more and more recreationists coming in to use the not only the rail trail but the other facilities that are located nearby.
Speaking of which, are there other trails that this big one is going to be connecting to?
Well, the rail trail will cross the Pacific Crest Trail just south of Burney Falls State Park, and it will offer, currently the PCT through Shasta County, there's close to 200 miles through Shasta County, but there's a lot of long stretches where it's just going through the forests, and the rail trail will actually connect the PCT users to the town of Burney. A lot of times now you see that they do a lot of hitchhiking into Burney. Well, this will give another safe route in. In addition, as I mentioned, we pass within about a mile of the Burney Falls State Park, and there's a trail system associated with that. And then at the McLeod end, we're going to be within about a mile of that McLeod River trail system.
Wow. Do you have any ideas? Has there been any estimates or counts as to how many people are expected to use this trail once it comes into fruition?
Well, I don't have our estimates at the tip of my finger here, but I do know that we've drawn a lot of inspiration and guidance from two successful trails over out of Susanville, which is east of us here, the Biz Johnson and the Modoc line. The Biz Johnson's been around for quite a while, and they draw users from all over the country. In fact, they now have a marathon on the Biz Johnson that's a qualifier for, I think, either the Boston or the New York.
Wow.
So that kind of illustrates we're hoping that it'll be a real regional and maybe even national draw.
And I would also, just say with the proximity to Reading and kind of a lot of the trail development that has, you know, really been blossoming in Redding with the Sacramento River Trail and a lot of other connector trails, that these are nearby communities that really see the asset that, you know, the trails really have brought to the Redding area. And, you know, I think this is what it's exciting, this kind of Shasta County area is really becoming huge recreation destination. And I think that's what, you know, over on the other side of the hill, you know, in Humboldt, we have been, you know, saying that we have, you know, a lot of these assets, you know, as well, and we can be, you know, that type of community. So it's great to just see all of what is going on here and try to relate that for how we can have that same sort of economic and tourism development on the coast.
Oh, absolutely. Now, you were saying that there's a lot of good community support. How about politically? Has there been good political support locally as well? Any opposition?
We haven't really heard any opposition. I mean, from the political, there are always a few people that are going to express some concerns. But politically, so far, we've been very. The county soups have, again, not officially supported, but have offered their general support to the project.
What about people who are mad that the tracks are being pulled up and the saying that you know, who want to see a return of the rail line in your area?
Well, there's definitely some of that. There's a lot of people sad to see the history going. There's no doubt about that. But in our area, the reason that our end of the Burney and McLeod end of the line is no longer viable is more tied to the general decline of the timber industry, which is a pretty well known story around here. So it's in some ways it's a very sad thing, but a lot of people, I think, acknowledge that it's in some ways it's inevitable.
Oh yeah, oh, we have a similar history here.
Yeah.
The timber industry was very, very, very large in this area, and the rail line, we had six mills running around Humboldt Bay, and the trains were running between here and the Bay Area pretty regularly. And from what I understand, I've talked to old railroad workers who worked on that line. It went through the toughest part, of course, was going through the Eel River Canyon. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but it's very geologically unstable. They actually had to move the tracks back up the hill and rebuild the line every time a train went past there because it was so unstable. And apparently, it barely broke even. Back then, when there were trains going constantly, and at this point they're saying it would be about $500 million to resurrect it. And at this point, there's really no call for it since the timber industry has declined so substantially since then.
Right.
So it's a little frustrating when we see this beautiful right of way just sitting there and literally rotting. You can actually look under the tracks in many parts of the area. And it's just such a shame to see that. And, you know, with so much time going by, it seems it's only a matter of time before a few private landowners start petitioning to say, hey, this isn't in use. It's abandoned. I want my land back.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, once that happens, it's kind of over.
Yeah. And a project like a recreation trail may offer the only way to hold on to that history.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what it holds on to. It holds on to the history. It holds on to the right-of-way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's... It makes it possible. And who knows? Maybe someday down the road, you know, when the economy completely turns around and they find new ways of making it happen, maybe there could be a train again. It's always possible, but not possible without the right-of-way.
That's right.
And have there been any discussions about potential partnerships with the Shasta Dinner Train that was operating more on the western side of this line? Or any, you know, just potential partnerships with Rail with Trail on other portions of this line?
There's a lot of interest in that, absolutely. The connection between McLeod and Mount Shasta is only probably about 12 or 13 miles, and it is still it has not been filed for abandonment. It is still considered an active line. There are groups, not only our groups, that are working on this project, but there's a McLeod Trail Association, and we're all keeping a close eye on it, and potential for rail with trail, or if it were to be abandoned, then I think there'd be a lot of interest in doing another rail to trail project.
Fantastic. Well, I'll tell you what, it's always great to see another community that's in many ways paralleling ours, you know, having success with this. I mean, it's, we have the potential of an even longer, you know, rail trail line here. So we look at it with, with hope, knowing that it's been done there, and hopefully we can see something like that happen Yeah, in our neck of the woods.
I hope so, too.
Absolutely. And Emily, did you have any other questions?
No, just a couple other related announcements.
Please.
So we're talking about rails over in Shasta and Siskiyou, but the North Coast Railroad Authority is in town tomorrow, Wednesday, and they're going to be meeting at the Eureka City Council Chambers at 10:30. And so this is kind of the opportunity for kind of trail advocates and anyone really just to voice, you know, just to keep kind of trails in the forefront of thinking for the NCRA with potential for rail banking down the line and to keep that discussion at the forefront. So that's 10:30. There's going to be an update from Humboldt County Public Works on the Annie and Mary and progress about kind of all of the legal and title issues around, you know, whether rail banking would work for the Annie and Mary corridor. So that's going to be kind of first coming up. You know, public comment is always in the beginning at 10:30, and there's also, I don't know if listeners have seen in just with the Lost Coast Outpost was a posting from one of the NCRA board of directors, Bernie Myers, talking about just of negotiations with NCRA and the operator, Northwestern Pacific's lease, and trying to kind of figure out about where a lot of, you know, a lot of money went towards improvements on the line from on the southern portion of the line from Lumber to Windsor. And so that's going to be discussed at the NCRA board meeting as well. Lots of interesting things on the agenda, so as we're talking about rail trails. And then also there is a Kittical Mass ride coming up on Saturday, and we've had some of the Kittical Mass riders on the Happy Trails show a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
But that ride is going to start from the Arcata Marsh, the South I Street parking lot at 2 o'clock. And then they've also gotten a tour of the Kinetic Sculpture Lab at 3:30 p.m. So that's at 8th and N. So if you're looking for a bike ride on Saturday, head out to the marsh at 2 o'clock or meet at the Kinetic Lab at 3:30.
Sounds good. And speaking of North Coast Railroad Authority, been a while since we've had a representative from them on Happy Trails. Would love to see that happen again in the near future.
Yes.
We can kind of talk one-on-one about, you know, what's the next step. Let's get moving. Alrighty, Ben, thank you so much for talking with us this morning, and best of luck with the Great Shasta Rail Trail. It sounds like you guys are moving on that pretty well.
Well, thank you very much, and good luck with the rail to trail projects in your area.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And Emily, as always, good job. Thank you much.
Thanks.
And as always, this conversation, you will find podcast. You can find that at iTunes and at KHUM.com, and of course, on the Lost Coast Outpost. Just look for Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you.